Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
waiting for the doctor to say, you're healed, you're completely
in remission, waiting for a financial breakthrough. Or maybe you're like me, waiting for more opportunities to share Jesus. 49, Jesus says, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Number one, Jesus promises the Father will come upon the disciples. Number two, he urges them to wait or tarry in Jerusalem for them to be endued with power from on high. Now, for those who have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, tarrying, waiting, is no longer an option. Why? Because you have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit is the promise to come upon you. It was promised to the disciples and to us as well. Glory to God. And you don't have to wait in Jerusalem because he's inside of you when you receive Jesus. Glory to God. Everything God has for us is now. The promise has been fulfilled, and we no longer have to wait to be endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. That means whatever you're waiting for is available now. Oh, that's some good news. Glory to God. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. We're going to the book of Acts, chapter 9. And Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul. And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. That means he was blind. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. For he was fasting. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto Ananias, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. So now we know Saul was in Damascus. He was at this house. He was praying and he was fasting and he was blind. Continuing on verse 12, and have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Verse 17, and Ananias went his way, entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scaled, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. The word of the Lord. So what does this Bible story tell us? Whatever you're waiting for will require you and your will to pray and be in obedience to do whatever God tells you to do. Saul was waiting to receive his eyesight. While he waited, he was praying and fasting. Ananias, while he was waiting, he was waiting to lay hands on Saul. Both Ananias and Saul were waiting of their will and obedience. Saul received baptism of the Holy Ghost when hands were laid on him, which is evidenced by speaking in tongues. He received power from on high. He knew praying in tongues gave him power to lay hands on the sick. And at one point, he was bitten by a serpent, a snake, and he didn't even die. What are you waiting for? If you have Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit in you. You have power. Glory to God. Power for relationships to be restored, for job promotions, to attract your husband or wife, to receive your healing, for that financial breakthrough. Tarry no more. Hallelujah. Selah. Pause and think on that. This is Shelley Street Love personal testimony. As I'm preparing this message, I have a family member who recently had a stroke, and the Lord has been leading me to go lay hands on her and share the Holy Spirit baptism scriptures, which is evident with speaking in tongues. And I'm like Ananias today, kind of reluctant to go because I may have to share it in front of others, and I'm not sure how they'll respond. But I've been praying like Saul, and I believe that God just needs me now to be willing and obedient, and his power from on high in that house. And I've also cooked some cabbage and some cornbread. I'm going to take the physical food and the spiritual food, which is the word of God, to my family friend's house. And if y'all will get in prayer agreement with me, that household will get saved and receive power from on high. His healing power is now. This family should not tarry anymore for her healing. Do you agree with me in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to happen, right? Hallelujah. No more tarrying. Healing is now. Hallelujah. In conclusion, some of you are saying, well, Sister Shelley, I've been waiting for years to get rid of this addiction, waiting for my kids to change, waiting for Mr. or Mrs. Wright, waiting and waiting just to be disappointed. Street Love family, tarry and wait no more. Everything God has for us is now. Again, as I stated in the beginning of this message, whatever you're waiting for will require your will to pray and obedience to do whatever God tells you to do. And, of course, faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, that ends this week's message. But we can't leave without offering you the opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Do you want to receive the promise of the Father to come upon you? You can only receive the promise by accepting his Son, Jesus. Salvation is found in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Just repeat after me right now. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I am so sorry. I want to receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he was raised from the dead just for me. I confess him as my Lord. I am right now saved. Hallelujah. Second invitation I have for you is to rededicate your life to Christ. That's found in 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Now, this rededication is for those who may have walked away. You at some point accepted Jesus, but you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. So if that's you, you confess underneath your breath anything you need to the Lord, and I'll pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on behalf of these Sweet Love listeners, those who are rededicating their lives to you according to 1 John 1:9. Father, forgive them, cleanse them according to your word, and remove that urn that they are the righteousness of Christ right now. Hallelujah. Do you hear that bell? That bell is just for you, those who have received Jesus and those who rededicated their life. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. I just need you to reach out to me at www.freeluncheonprayer.org. Click the contact button, and I'll send that free gift out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Our announcements for this week. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of Southfield, Texas, Georgia, I may show the compassion of the Lord to? So if you're listening to this and you have a church, or know of a church that maybe they would like to have a street outreach there, have them reach out to me. And we can prayerfully consider doing the free lunch and prayer at that church location. Glory to God. The second announcement is I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to my messages at any time. They're always available 24 hours. All I ask is if you could share them with your friends and loved ones and follow me. Glory to God. That way I won't have to keep sending texts and emails. Amen? Glory to God. Lastly, to contact or donate, glory to God. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. Family, I love you. I pray that this be the best week you ever have. And I also want you to remember, street love begins with you.